Cardinal Stage Company opens their 2014-2015 season in a stylish production of Sherman Adams and Peter Stone's musical comedy 1776, directed by Randy White. It's a character-rich drama of the deliberations that led up to the signing of the Declaration of Independence. David Wade's set on the stage at the Buskirk Chumley Theater takes the audience to the chambers of the Second Continental Congress with its ever-present backdrop of that tote board of the A and Nay votes of the 13 colonies. It's summer in steamy Philadelphia, and the delegates, costumed by Ellen Mackay with help from the IU Opera Theater, battle the heat, the flies, and one another. At the center of 1776 is Mike Price as the colorful firebrand John Adams. He's described as obnoxious and unlikable. And the whole play begins with the entire fed-up Congress singing, "For God's sake, John, sit down." Adams' efforts to spark the revolution are opposed by Rob Johansson as the conservative John Dickinson of Pennsylvania. And it's only with the clever counsel and guidance of Mark Gertzinger as the wily Benjamin Franklin that Adams' explosive energies lead to success. Reuben Walker was a very satisfactory last-minute stand-in for Scott Hogshead as Richard Henry Lee of Virginia in the wonderfully comic and verbally intricate Lees of Old Virginia. Word has it that Hogshead will return to the role sometime in the production's second week and that he's even funnier than Walker. On the slavery question, Tyler Henderson as Edward Rutledge of South Carolina sang the very dramatic Molasses to Rum, pointing out to the audience and the delegates that the question of slavery in the South was very much intricately involved with economic interests in the North. Andrew Menken is the courier who brings the Congress the regularly dispiriting news from General Washington, reminded the audience of the individual sufferings in the moving ballad of a grieving mother, Mama Look Sharp. There are only two women in the large cast of 1776, and only one's actually in Philadelphia. Sarah Miller, as the homebound Abigail Adams, was warmly tender in her duets with Mike Price as John Adams, as his lonely and a bit critical wife. Caitlin Mays was a pleasure as Martha Jefferson, both vocally and in a charming dance sequence with Franklin and Adams. Jack O'Hara presided with masterly reserve as John Hancock, the Continental Congress's president, fueling the rising tension as the final votes were counted and the bell tolled as the delegates signed the declaration. The Cardinal Stage Company's engaging and energetic production of 1776, with music direction by Robert Cruz and choreography by Diane Buzel, and its cast of colorful characters and the drama that leads up to the signing of the Declaration, continues in the Buskirk Chumley Theater through September 17th. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.